Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. We're doing second date update. In the dating world, when you've gone out with somebody and you haven't heard back, unfortunately, you find yourself right here on our show, and we try to figure out what happened and pick up the pieces.
It's very depressing, but very entertaining at the same time.
Yeah, that would be a good promo. Depressing and entertaining.
Yes.
Well, we're on with Ryan this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, guys. Thanks for helping me out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks for giving us an email here. I've gone over your email. Now, you says here you went out with a girl named Courtney.
That is correct. Yeah, we actually went to the I Love the 90s concert just recently.
Oh,
yeah.
That was so fun.
Yeah, good show. Good show.
Thought it was an awesome time. I drove her. Well, I picked her up. I did the chivalry thing. I picked her up at her house. I brought her to the concert. We had a blast. We had an awesome time. I drove her back home. Kind of waited around a little while, see if I was going to get invited in, see if we could continue the night. I thought it went that well. She didn't. That's fine. I've been trying to call and text her for a couple of weeks and nothing. I mean, I don't know. I thought everything was great.
Well, how did you meet Courtney, by the way, Ryan? How did you guys meet?
This was a Tinder thing.
All right. So you met on Tinder.
Ooh, yes.
So obviously you guys are, both available, both whatever. And so when you said you thought the night would continue to her house, well, I mean, were you getting vibes all night that she was down or what was, give me the vibe.
She just seemed to be really into it. I mean, body language, there was one point where, we're like dancing along to Salt and Pepper and we're like, kind of bumping into each other and I got my arm around her waist. And then I thought things were going really well.
Well, that wasn't during the I want to talk about sex routine.
Yes, honey, or push it good.
Yes.
All right. So you got all the signs that Courtney was into it. Then you drove her home, and what happened at the doorway? Did you guys kiss? Did she say goodnight? Did she just get out of your car?
Yeah, I mean, I got out of the car and I walked around to her side and I opened the door. I'm really trying to play on this chivalry thing, and I was like, is this goodnight? Or are we gonna keep this evening going? And she gave me one of those, like, oh, I have to be up in the morning kind of answers. Like, one of those, like, I definitely don't want to go inside with you, but, like, whatever. I'm not gonna push it. And I gave her a little kiss and got back in my car and drove away feeling pretty good about myself.
Yeah, except for the fact that you didn't get in the house.
But other than that.
Yeah. So did you try to hit her back on Tinder in a text and she just hasn't given you anything?
Yeah, I mean, I had her number at that point, so I was giving her a text. I called her up and left a voicemail the next day. I didn't get a response.
Yeah.
Gave a couple texts a day later, and, here we are.
All right, Ryan, don't say anything. We're going to call Courtney right now, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of it, okay?
All right, thank you.
You got it, man. All right, second date update. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I want to sex you up.
Oh, don't even start.
Right,
so,
is this Courtney?
Yes.
I know this is out of the blue, Courtney. Hi, good morning. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Push it.
Whoa.
Push it good. Remember when you guys went to the I Love the 90s concert?
That was a great concert. Yes.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
We're just
Cinderella.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were just calling to see if you had a good time. We saw you there, and we thought we would give you a... No, I'm just kidding.
You're so dumb.
Oh, what?
Yes, honey, we picked you out.
Actually, we're in the middle of second date update, Courtney. We know you went out with a guy named Ryan to the concert. And was that a dog? Is that your dog is even mad at Ryan? No, we wanted to figure out what's going on. What he hasn't heard back from you.
Yeah, so, funny story. So concert was great. It was super fun. We had a great time. He was we met on Tinder, I think. It was great. But then on the ride back, he was going to just take me home and drop me off. And I already thought he was a good guy for driving because I got to sort of drink a little bit more.
Yeah.
So he stops at Selective Video.
Oh, I've been there.
Why does that not surprise
me?
I
know, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I was like, what are we doing here? I didn't say anything. I just made a face, right?
Right.
And he just looked at me and real nonchalant. He's just like, I've got to run in there and grab something. I'll be right back. Like, it was nothing.
Right. What did he come back with?
I would die.
Did he have a brown paper bag?
I mean, I don't know. Oh. The guy. What the fuck? I wasn't going to ask.
Yes, honey.
No, like, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't feel comfortable asking what he was doing. I just sort of took my cue, and when he dropped me off, I said, thank you very much, and
that
was the end of it.
You never saw what he got from Selective Video, though, huh?
I did not want to know.
Whatever it is, we're not using any of that tonight, okay?
All right, so on the way home, the guy's trying to kill two birds with one stone, stop at a place, and all of a sudden you're mad about it. No, I'm kidding. It's just like silent.
Super mad.
All right, so obviously on our first date, but you guys, I mean, you talk through Tinder and stuff, so I mean, but it definitely surprised you that he was stopping at Selective Video. You weren't into that.
There was just no indication really what it was.
Yeah. No foreplay
there. There was no, hey, do you mind if I stop here? It was like, pull up. I'm going to go grab something. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Like it was like, I'm not kidding. He did it like it was like.
Normal?
A CVS or something. And he was going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
A Gatorade or something, you know?
Right. And so then you ended it and you're like, this guy might not be for me. He might be a little too freaky deaky.
Yeah. I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I do have to tell you, actually, Courtney, we have Ryan. He's actually on the phone with us because he couldn't get back in touch with you. So we can actually physically just ask him what was going on. So, Rye Guy.
Yeah.
You stopped at Selective Video on the way home from the I Love the 90s concert.
Yeah, I did because my roommate works there.
Oh.
Like the fact that I came out of the place with an envelope instead of a brown paper bag full of like fuzzy handcuffs was like, I came back with an envelope. What do you think was in that envelope? I had to get a rent check from my roommate.
Okay, we're talking about Selective Video here, so it could be a variety of things.
Here's a perfect
night. That would be weird. It wasn't like an envelope that like had like handcuff shapes on it or something.
They do have a great variety there, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, in a way, that was almost like weirder because it was like I just got to run in and grab something, and then I didn't see you come out with anything.
All right, but I mean,
didn't really notice the envelope, but you know what I mean? Then it was just like, what are you grabbing?
Right.
I mean, that was a weird thing. Why didn't you like say, like, hey, what are we doing here? Like, I was totally nice and chill and calm and like cool the whole night, and I didn't even push like trying to get into your apartment.
Yeah. I mean, now that you hear what Ryan stopped for, Courtney, what are your thoughts here? Because it seems like this might be the old case of mistaken identity or just a wrong. You thought something one way, but it went the other way.
Yeah. I think that was weird.
Yeah.
It would have been cool if he had said, my roommate works in there. I made a weird face.
Yeah.
And you just acted like it was nothing.
That weird face.
I mean,
it's a shocker.
But in his defense, you didn't say, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Hey,
you could have said something to you. All right,
and then I would have told you. I feel like I don't think I have to explain my every move.
Hey, you guys are still getting to know each other. I totally understand this.
Well, here's what we do.
Taken aback.
Yeah. Sure. Here's what we do on Second Date Update, Courtney. If you want to try it back out with Ryan, if you guys want to go back out here in Madison somewhere, I will pay for you to go back out. We'll try all this over again. It won't cost you a nickel. You can go out, you can talk about it, laugh about it, and then see if there's another connection. But it's totally up to you if you want to try it again. It'll be totally free.
I mean, yeah, I'm down to try it again. That was weird. But
it just sounds like it was a little craziness. And you guys, you know, communication is not really, you know, it takes a while to get that with somebody. So you just were miscommunicating. So, Ryan, are you down to try it over and maybe not stop at the adult video store on the way home this time?
Yeah, no, I will. I'll make sure my roommate Venmos me this time. I will not stop.
All right.
Yeah. And maybe if this goes really good, then you guys could go together. Then it would be really good.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have great massage oils.
I get a friends and family discount.
Oh, good.
Oh, look at that.
Cute.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. Like when you have to break bad news to somebody, it's always better to do it in a big group. That's why Krista and I started doing this, and that's why we like to help you out. And today we're going to be helping out Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Really good. Thanks for emailing us here earlier and now being on Breaking Bad News. Who are you going to be breaking bad news to today?
I'm going to be talking to my dad today. Yeah, I just need to talk to him.
Okay, so you got to talk to your dad.
Yeah.
So yeah. What exactly are you going to be telling your dad today in Breaking Bad News?
Well, my dad's been helping me out with rent and everything, obviously, but, like, I just kind of been using the rent instead for partying and weed.
Oh, my God.
And I know.
Yeah.
I just kind of didn't realize, like, how far back I am. And, I'm just kind of in deep that okay. I need to talk to him about just giving me more money and just paying up what I owe.
Okay, so you're going to tell your dad instead of, is he giving you rent money? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he's paying for my rent.
And so you probably...
So are you like on like back pay? Do you owe your rent? Are you going to get kicked out?
Pretty much. I'm like 3-4 months behind.
Oh my gosh, and especially having been...
I know. I just thought I thought things just been stressed out. And so just kind of like being on campus and partying a lot.
All right. Well, how do you suspect your dad is going to receive this information? Do you think he's going to be cool about it? Do you think he's...
It's fine, honey.
No.
No.
No. You don't understand my dad. I mean, like, I'm his only daughter, man. The guy gives... I just feel so bad because... You know, he does whatever he can for me, and I'm just kind of, yeah, the last couple of months have been really kind of crazy, so
sure.
I just kind of, yeah.
We're going to dial your dad here. It's just going to be you and him on the phone, so good luck.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Thank
all right,
love.
You're
I
welcome.
Guess, yeah.
You're welcome.
Breaking bad news. Here we go.
Hey, Jess, what's going on?
Hey, Dad. I'm
sorry. How are you, honey?
How are you? I'm okay.
Yeah.
Have you got a minute to talk?
What's that, hon?
Have you got a second to talk?
Sure. Is everything all right? Something going on at school?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, everything's good. I just haven't spoken to you in a while, and things have just been kind of crazy lately, Dad, and, you know, I miss you. Just,
I miss you too, sweetie.
Yeah.
You sound a little upset. What's going on?
Oh, boy, he already knows.
I have to admit, like, the last couple of months, Dad, it's just been so stressful. And, you know, kind of when you're stressed out, you just kind of need to blow off steam. And
I get it. School can be
right?
tough. The real world work is hard too, honey. Hang in there. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I totally get it. And, you know, I'm really happy to be here. It's just been really stressful. And I thank you so much for all the money that you've been, you know.
Well, you're my daughter. You know, I love
everything.
You. I want you to be secure and happy. And college is very important, okay. Sweetie. So, you know, just you can have some fun, but I want you to keep your nose to the grind and do good. And you'll come out ahead in the end, all right?
Oh, this is not good.
Well,
I love you with all my heart, honey.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too, Dad.
I know you're a good little girl.
Doing the best that I can. I'm just in a bit of a bind.
Okay.
The last couple of months, I know you've been sending me money for rent and that, but it's kind of
need a little extra cash,
Dad. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I do. Actually...
Why you... Sweetie, get to the point, okay? I'm on the job. I gotta get back to work real soon. I'm taking this call,
okay.
And I stepped out, so move it along,
okay,
doll. I'll call you a little bit later, but just tell me what you need.
No, Dad. Dad, I just need 3 months extra rent because the last month didn't go towards rent.
What? Wait, repeat that?
Oh, Jesus.
3 months.
I need 3 months back rent because the last couple of months didn't.
Wait a minute. You need 3 months rent? You're kidding me, right?
Oh, my gosh.
What? Wait a minute, Dad, Jessica. Hold on a minute.
I'm so sorry.
Let me understand this.
Look, you know,
you're three.
So
wait, you're 3 months behind in rent?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because it's just like.
Wait, what are you doing there?
And I need.
Look, you got a partial scholarship. You're a bright girl, okay? The rest is covered with, you know, grants and loans, but I'm paying your rent every month, $700 a month for you to share a flat with two other girls. And you're 3 months behind in rent?
Dad. I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, what
all right,
can I
sweetie,
say?
Hold on a minute.
I mean, like, think
wait, hold on a minute.
Pressure
what,
out here.
What do you, wait,
wants to party,
listen.
So you gotta party.
I have, wait, I need to ask you, what are you doing with the money?
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Well,
what are you doing? Wait, you get $700, three months of $700? You don't have any of it? What are you doing when you deposit these checks? What do you do with this?
Flat out, I'm smoking weed, okay? I'm sorry. It's like I said, it's just been really freaking stressful.
Wait, excuse me, back up.
That I can just calm down.
Wait, zip it, back up.
Zip it.
$2,100 of weed?
Oh, my God.
That is a
yeah,
lot.
Well,
zip it, Judy.
Maybe you should, like, I don't know, sift a little, put it aside, start selling it to make some money back. $2,100 in weed?
Snaps.
Dad.
In 3 months.
Calm down. Calm down.
How are you making it to classes?
I
bet you the pizza delivery guy loves you.
Oh, my God.
Right. Listen, Missy.
Missy.
I understand partying and college, they go hand in hand, all right? And the friends you make in college are the ones you're probably going to carry on through the rest of your life. But if all you're doing from morning to night is what it sounds like, smoking weed, we need to have a serious discussion, and it's not going to be on the phone.
Everybody does it. It's not just me, okay?
Not everybody does it. Listen, hon, I know, okay? Your mother and I married young. I went to a community college, and yes, we partied, okay?
Oh
I'm not condoning it. I'm not condemning it. But $2,100, this shit better be lined with gold.
Oh, my God.
He's going to put.
You know what, Dad? Just help me out, okay? I learned my lesson.
Help you out? It sounds like you're helping yourself.
Yes, he is.
So whatever you need, right? You just don't go through life getting money from mommy and daddy and turning around and spending it on frivolous shit like marijuana. I don't get it. You should know better. You were raised better. You're a young adult and you're throwing it all away.
You and mom.
You know, there's plenty of time for weed in the future when you're getting your own income.
She can't get a word in.
All right, we're going to break it. Hi, good morning. Is this Mike?
Oh, God.
Yeah, who's this?
Oh,
hey,
geez,
hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, who are you?
Hi, Dad. Hey. This is the Chancellor.
Not the. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually on 93.1
yeah,
James.
Yeah, I know who you are. You shitting me?
Oh my gosh.
We're
yeah.
On a, yeah, Jess is on with us on a segment called Breaking Bad News. She wanted some help to call you because she thought you might freak out about the weed usage and. And listen, I got to be honest, you're a really cool dad because my dad would have actually come through the phone and punched me, but.
In your neck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You can punch Mark.
Yeah. I'm used to it.
Dad,
Dad
just
I love you. You know that.
Oh.
Okay. See.
Now, Dad, we asked her if she was currently high, and she said no.
Well.
Just
I don't want to hear this, okay?
Oh,
I don't want to hear it.
Now that we're on the radio. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure I've talked to her many times when she was obliviated, stoned out of her mind, but. I don't need to hear this from a stranger.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he's pissed at me now.
Yeah, well, see, you're pissing everybody.
I'm coherent, Dad.
Okay.
I'm actually coherent, and I really
yeah, I can tell.
Fess up to you.
All right. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take the rest of this call. I know you have to get back to work, Mike, and you're in a job, and it looks like you're going to be spending another $2,100 here soon.
Oh, my gosh.
But
you're a funny guy.
He's like doubtful.
So at least you got the news out there, Jessica. Hopefully everything will work out. Your dad seems like a real cool dude. So yeah. So
yeah, I love
but
you, Dad.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, you're lucky to
yeah,
have
cool.
him.
Yeah. I hang with Snoop Dogg. Sure.
Oh my gosh.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.